I'm going bananas. Okay. I'm gonna talk this aloud. I'm gonna talk it to myself because I like talking to myself, and secondly, because it helps me to clear my head. Okay, I just found out that the symbol of the bird with its head turned backwards that I always see in my nightmares in front of a train galloping towards me is the Sankofa symbol. And what is the Sankofa symbol? It's a mysterious symbol that means it is not taboo to fetch what is at risk of being left behind. Ha! Interesting, right? There's more. Sankofa is an African word from the Akan tribe in Ghana, which carries its meaning in its syllables. Listen, San stands for return, Ko for go, Fa for look, seek, and take. Return, go, look, seek, and take. I love this. I mean, I'm crazy about words that has, you know, like meaning, different meanings inside them. Somehow this symbol is so connected to what I am living right now. And what could it mean? I have three ideas. Number one, it's related to the mysterious man that we saw in my birthday photos that he has the pin. You know, he has the symbol in the jacket, right? So maybe, you know, we met, we talk about the symbol, I got very excited about the symbol and we got carried away. Number two is related to the sexy bartender. Maybe he or his family is from Ghana and he knows about the symbol too, and then we talk about the symbol, we got excited, and then boom, 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 one thing leads to another, boom, boom. Three, the three of us got carried away. Oh my God. I'm literally going bananas. Okay, I'm gonna forget about the Sankofa symbol, about this mysterious man, and about the bartender, and I'm gonna focus on the closest witness, which is also the sister of a potential suspect. We need to talk to Noriko. Yes!
Oh my God, what a night. I woke up in the Spanish Harlem next to the policeman that caught us peeing on the street. Remember him?
Yeah.
What happened is, my love, mommy is talking to some friends. Go to your room, okay?
How cute. How old are you?
Haruki's 3. He doesn't talk much.
Hola, Haruki.
Come here, my love. Sorry, the baby probably calls his attention.
It's okay. So, how is your brother Tadashi doing, Noriko?
He's great. He's back in Tokyo, engaging and expecting a baby with a Spaniard. His perdition. He is to fuck anything that speaks Spanish. Look, they sent this postcard from the south. They went to a bullfight. I didn't know they still do that. Savages. Anyway, sorry. You are from Spain too, right?
Yeah, from the south.
I can't believe my brother Tadashi has finally settled down. True, he probably has kids scattered all over the world. Haruki, don't touch her, Bailey.
It's okay.
Really. Sorry, Haruki wants a brother so badly.
Yes, you want a brother, so...
Gentle!
You know, actually, I would love to talk to your brother, but I don't have his contact.
Yeah, he asked about you. I think he tried calling you. Shit. Did you?
No. Well, maybe. I don't remember.
Haruki, don't hug the Bailey. Just touch it. Gentle. Oh my God.
Well, I always wanted to learn Japanese. Okay, now let's focus on you. How the hell are we gonna find this mysterious man with the Sankofa symbol, baby Watson? Okay. We'll figure it out. Taxi? Taxi! Aquí! Aquí!
Where are we going, Peppa?
Hello, to Bryant Park, please.
¿Dónde vamos?
Okay, so we are going to visit an LPA office because I just found out that LPA, which by the way stands for Little People of America, is a non-profit organization that provides support and information to people of short stature and their families.
How can I help you?
Hi, we're looking for this man in this photo.
Seriously? There are 30,000 people with dwarfism in the U.S. Do you think I know all of them by their sweet little faces?
Sorry, I understand, but this man lives in New York, and I thought that maybe...
I'm afraid I can't help you.
Qué mala leche tiene la mujer, ¿no?
Did she just say the M word in Spanish?
No. She just, it's my mom, and she just said that you have a little bit of bad milk, which I...
What the hell?
Let's start again. Miss...
Mildred.
Beautiful name. Mildred. I'm Benjamin. I apologize if we offended you in any way. We are looking for this man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he came to this office and you recognize him? He's very hot. Your help means a lot to us.
Yes.
Let me see. You're right.
Do you know him?
He's hot. Lunchtime. Good luck.
I know. I'm sorry. This wasn't a good idea. Let's go.
Shh. Shh. Hey, here. I can help you if you help me.
Hi. How can we help you?
100 will do it.
100 for what?
LPA members database with 6,500 little people's info. The person you're looking for might be there.
Mama, can I borrow 100, please?
Welcome to Verdugo's.
Hey!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. This coffin just arrived and I was testing it. Definitely the Rolls Royce of caskets. How are you? I'm Leopoldo Verdugo Jr. Please, take a look around. We're having a special sale today. You buy one coffin and you get the second half price.
We are not ready to shop for those.
Well, I understand. The time will come, though. So how can I help you?
Do you know Peppa Perez Flores?
Of course, she lives upstairs. Why?
Oh, does she still live there?
Yes, even though she's barely there. What do you need?
I have an important letter for her, and
I'll give it to her. I always deliver her mail anyway. She's a little bit of a disaster with the, I see, a late notice kind of mail. Don't worry, she always pays late, but she does, and I know she's getting some big money soon. Excuse me.
Harry, what is that about the big money?
I don't know.
I didn't know.
Get out of here, Jean-Paul, if you don't want to end up in one of those boxes. Dumped her pregnant, Capron.
I didn't know. Do you know where she is?
Now that Pep is finally doing better, you show up. I don't want to see you around here.
Ah.
Why do you think the French guy asked for Peppa?
Mon Dieu, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
I'm sorry about that. Everyone seems to be looking for Peppa today. Oh, excuse me, I need to get this. Just leave the letter there. I'll take care of it. It's nice to meet you, and come back when you're, ready.
Niña, these pans are garbage. This is the only one I could save. Let's see how she behaves with the Spanish omelet I'm making you.
Thank you, Mama. I'm gonna go for a stroll because my head is going to explode. I went through almost the whole LPA member's profile, but no luck. Yet.
Peppa, he's calling again. Sooner or later, you have to tell Jean-Paul.
Don't pick it up. Let me figure out this mystery first. I'll be back in an hour.
Don't be late.
Yaffa, I'm gonna finish Crime and Punishment here. Can we go?
No. I wanna see if Peppa sleeps with our son or above that wacky funeral home.
Let's go and ask her. I'm starving.
No. We are staying here until their lights are off. There she is. I told you. Follow the taxi, sir. She stopped. Where's she going?
To the hotel bar. Smart.
Can you pull a little further so we can just have a better view? Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. Oh, thank God I brought my binoculars.
Your virgin lemon drop martini, senorita.
She's having a cocktail.
Those Europeans really know how to live.
Wow, it looks beautiful. No alcohol, right?
As you requested.
Thank you. May I ask you something?
Yeah, of course.
Have you seen this guy on the photo?
Mm-hmm. It's Tyler.
Tyler?
Yeah, but he doesn't work here anymore.
Huh.
You know, you look kind of familiar.
Since when do you work here?
It's been about a month now.
Okay, then I don't know why. Do you have Tyler's phone number by any chance?
I know. But you know where you can find him is at the Provocateur. He works there now on the weekends.
Huh, Provocateur? Is it impossible to get in there?
Yeah, but go Friday in the afternoon around lunchtime. It's a little easier.
Okay, thank you, I will. One more thing, please. Have you seen this guy around?
Yeah, he's a regular.
He is? Mm-hmm. Do you know his name?
I don't. I'm terrible with names. But I know he's short.
Ian, John, Max, Mickey?
It was something like that. Give me a second, it'll come to me.
Anything that you can remember about him, like how he talks, what he likes?
Yeah, he was British. He had an accent. And he liked talking about, like, symbology, symbols.
Symbols?
Ron.
Oh, great. This is great.
Ron
this is great.
His name.
This is amazing. Thank you so much. Anything, does he comes alone with a girlfriend, wife?
Now that you mention it, he does. He usually comes alone later at night, usually towards the end of the week.
Towards the end of the week? Oh my God. Maybe he comes tonight. Do you think, I'm trying to find this guy, do you think if he comes tonight, could you call me, please?
Of course. Just give me your number.
Okay, here, this is my card. Bye, this is amazing, thank you so much.
Hey, wait. I know why you look familiar. Follow me.
Where is she? She's leaving with the bartender? Where'd they go?
That's you, right?
Yes, but without the belly. What a great shot.
It is. Yeah, it reminds me of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Well, only that you're not blonde. And your dress is red, not pink. And, well, you're being held aloft by male hands, and we really don't see who they are. But you remember that shot?
Who took that photo?
Tyler.
Wow. I wonder whose hands are those that are holding me up in the air. But I love the photo. You're right. It's like a frame from a movie from the 50s. Who would have said that night it was going to be immortalized like that? I've never seen myself in such a big print before, and here, in the lobby of a 5-star hotel. I mean, I already knew deep in my heart that night was epic, but this photo speaks by itself.
Where'd they go?
Let's go in and have a cocktail.
She's coming
out.
Great. Follow that taxi, please. I was right. She's going to the funeral home. Don't pull too close, please. She could see us. She lives there.
Okay, you win. Can we go eat now, please?
No. Look, is that French guy who was looking for Peppa earlier at the funeral home? I think it is. And he is going into the building, too. Why doesn't he buzz in? Where's he going?
Well, it looks like he's going to climb up the fire escape with his hand and foot in a cast. This is getting interesting.
I'm very suspicious.
Where the hell is this thing? Oh, shit. Ben.
Where are you, Peppa?
I am at my apartment looking for the damn jockstrap. Save me Spanish omelette. I'm famished. Ciao.
Me cago en la marsala quien ha puesto esta caja aquí.
Barry, he's going to Peppa's apartment.
I need to be more organized. It's just like always. Oh, okay. Oof, this closet stinks like Jean-Paul. Ah, let me see. Nothing, this is garbage. I don't know why I put this thing here. What is this? Oh, a mismatched socks bag. Great. Okay. What is this? Oh my God! It's huge!
Barry, he's going to enter Peppa's apartment through the window. Should we call the police?
If we hear a scream, yes.
Ugh.
Peppa? Peppa? Are you there?
Hi, Martin. yes, I had my ear at your door. Are you hungry?